Happy New Year, listeners. I hope that the first few weeks of 2024 have been filled with resolutions fulfilled and a renewed sense of purpose in both your personal and professional lives. I kept thinking that for the first episode of the year, I should probably do something like an SEO trend forecast for 2024, something cheesy about SEO New Year's resolutions, but I've decided to go in a different direction this month because I feel like there's something really essential that we at SEO Unfiltered haven't covered yet, and it's one of those questions that have been staring at us right in the face this whole time, and now that I know it's there, it's hard to ignore. The obvious question that we should have answered a long time ago was, does every page on a website need to be optimized? Obvious question, right? And you might be surprised to learn that the answer is no, actually. You do not need to optimize every single page. And before I start to tell you why, let me explain to you first what exactly I mean when I say optimize a page. A page has been optimized when it has a keyword focus, follows on-page and content best practices, and receives backlinks from other sites. The main point of this page is to get ranked for that specific keyword, which tells you the difference, at least in my mind, between an optimized and an unoptimized page. Now, since SEO is lauded as this magical formula to win more visitors to your site, you might be thinking that it makes sense to optimize every page for a specific keyword. The more optimized pages you have, the greater the chance of being seen by a potential customer, right? Well, not exactly. It's time to start thinking about your web content as two distinct things, landing pages and brochure pages. Landing pages are optimized for a target keyword and brochure pages typically are not, but both serve a vital function in the overall marketing and credibility building of your website. So what is a brochure page and why don't we optimize it? It may go by another name, but a brochure page is simply an informational page that sits on your website in plain view, i.e. probably everything that's on your site's menu right now. The about, services, contact, how it works, pricing pages are all pretty much straightforward descriptions of your company and services. These pages don't have a lot of content and they are really only focused on providing useful information. As such, brochure pages just do not rank well. They're just not set up for conversions, and honestly, what would the keyword focus be on your contact us page anyway? These pages may lack a keyword focus, content strategy, and funnel activity, but they're really important for establishing your site's credibility. So while they don't need keyword optimization, they still need to be user-friendly, well-written, and follow technical best practices. Should your homepage be optimized for a single keyword? I'm going to say no, that's probably not a great idea. For starters, unless you're a one-trick pony and the name of your company also happens to be the name of your product or service you sell, focusing on only one keyword isn't a great idea and opens the door to a myriad of problems that are time-consuming or annoying to fix down the road, so why bother? Homepages are like showcases. They give the viewer an honest, overall glimpse of what's inside rather than focus on a specific product, service, or keyword. You're better off using your homepage content to tell people exactly what you're about by naturally including a small subset of keywords within the page. Your content doesn't have to meet a specific word count, which means there's more room for creativity and design. Now that we've wrapped our head around brochure pages and how to use them, let's move on to the brochure page's more flamboyant older brother, the landing page. FYI, just to confuse you, all web pages are landing pages if you can land on them, but for the purposes of this conversation, let's pretend that they're definitely not the same thing. What makes a landing page different from a brochure page? A landing page has a specific keyword focus as well as an intent, both of which dictate what the content is about. The landing page is about one specific topic and includes calls to action that are designed to get the reader to take another step down the marketing funnel. A landing page can be transactional, educational, commercial, and local. The landing page is written with the express purpose of increasing your exposure on search result pages by ranking high on Google and therefore by outranking competing pages. It also aims to convert the reader with calls to action. Those details should be obvious by now. Let's look at an example of a single topic presented on both a brochure page and a landing page. Let's talk about red widget maintenance. A brochure page's H1 might be something like red widget maintenance services, whereas a landing page might read something more along the lines of how red widget maintenance services can save you thousands. A red widget maintenance service page lists the company's services, obviously, in detail alongside the specific pricing tiers. The page may direct the user to the contact page in order to schedule maintenance or may have a form directly on the page. A red widget landing page, on the other hand, quickly acknowledges the reader's pain points associated with needing their red widget serviced and lists the features and benefits of regularly servicing one's red widget, as well as the risks involved in not getting your red widgets regularly maintained by a professional team. If it's a top of funnel page, its CTA could be a lead magnet like an ROI calculator or something like that. Now that I've hopefully established the difference between brochure and landing pages, let's see if we can answer the question, should I or shouldn't I optimize my page? Or rather, should I create a brochure page or a landing page? So question number one, are you trying to sell a product or service but you're up against heavy competition? You'll be better off creating a brochure page and a landing page, actually. Number two, is your device's installation process tricky to explain without the heavy use of images and graphs? Well, you want to make sure that you provide your customer with clear and straightforward instructions, so you'll be better off using a brochure page. Number three, do you want to create an ad campaign for an upcoming holiday sale that'll only run one time of year? A page with a single focus and a clear call to action? Well, if you've been paying attention, then you'll probably guess that's a landing page. Number four, do you want to demonstrate your company's real-world successes using a case study with graphs, screenshots, and client testimonials? You'll be spending a lot of time talking about your company's processes and how you helped your client achieve their successes. Therefore, it really shouldn't be a landing page. Number five, are you spending months and months and thousands of dollars, pounds, euros conducting a study with reputable researchers, hundreds of participants, and reams of data? And are you doing all this to compile a huge white paper that demonstrates the positive impact your product has on a segment of the population? This is not even by definition a landing page, so don't worry about a keyword focus. Instead, think about using this as gated content. Yay, email lists. Number six, do you want to demonstrate the softer side of your company by creating blog and social content that show the humans behind the brand and give the world a taste of what it's like working for such an awesome company? That does sound awesome, and that kind of content makes a huge impact. It's almost as if the corporate world is starved, actually. But guess what? Unless you're hiring, you don't necessarily need to build a landing page for that type of content. Number seven, do you have a brand new, never before seen SaaS product about to drop in the B2B market? Well, if you've just created a brand new term, you're probably going to find that the search volume is low or doesn't even exist. So I would recommend you build a brochure page for this new fandangled term that you guys have invented, and then to create a series of landing pages aimed at your target audience with a related keyword focus so that you hook them in with a familiar term and then introduce them to your new product. It's what we call in the business the old bait and switch. Just kidding, I have no idea what we call it. If you think about it, determining the type of page you write really boils down to who the page is focused on, you or the reader. Once you've figured that out, the rest will fall into place. If you do happen to write a landing page, don't forget to follow our on-page best practices and to head over to Google's helpful content guidelines if you're using AI-generated content. That's about it, folks. I think we've successfully cleared up the mystery and confusion, but if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And on that note, Happy New Year! Thank you.